Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Gimel Omud Beis, and we are beginning in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Reish Ayin Dalet, which deals with the halachos of breaking the bread on Shabbos, Dinei Bitzias HaPas B'Shabbos. And the Mechaber starts and he says, Botzeya al shtei kikoros, and the Ramah says Shlemos, a person makes the Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, he breaks the bread, he washes on the bread, a double bread, Lecha Mishnah, this is a reminder from the Mon, and Sha'oche shteim biyado, he holds both breads in his hand, Ubotzeya hatachtona, and he breaks the bottom one, and that's the one that he eats from, on Friday night. As the Ramah says, Hagav v'davka b'lel Shabbos. We're talking here about Friday night. He brings us down as Das Atzmo. Avol b'yom ha-Shabbos. But on Shabbos daytime, or for Shalosh Shuris, or b'lel Yontif, or on a Yontif night, Botzeya al ho-yona. Then he goes and breaks the top bread, and he brings us down the Kobo, and the Hagos, my money, and he concludes, and he says, V'atam hu al-derech ha-Kabbalah. This is based upon Kabbalistic reasons. Now, this is a tremendous amount of information that we just imparted over here. Let's look in the Mishneh Berurah. There are some also very important Deir Shu footnotes. So, Hashem, I will save till the end of the shiur to make sure that we have time to get through all the Mishneh Berurahs. So the Mishneh Berurah starts and he says in Sivkot and Aleph, the reason why we have two breads is Eichel Amon, Diksiv Loktu Lecha Mishneh, because it says by the Mon that there's Lecha Mishneh, and therefore we remind ourselves of this that when the double portion fell on Friday for Shabbos, so we remind ourselves of this by taking two breads every meal on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah continues, Vagam b'yom tov, also on Yontif, Tzorech l'tzowa al shtei kikoros. We also make Lecha Mishneh on Yontif because many hold that on Erev Yontif you also had a double portion falling. The issue foot number two explains that even though for Yontif we don't have three meals, we don't require Shalosh Shuris, nevertheless we do have Lecha Mishneh for the two meals that we have on Yontif. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, "V'gam ha'noshim mechuyavos b'lecha mishnah." Women are also obligated in lecha mishnah. Shayu gam came b'neis ha'mon because they also benefited and were involved in the neis of the mon. V'miotzi b'lecha mishnah v'pasa bo b'kisnin, and can one fulfill his obligation with bread that is like a pie, or the different definitions we had for pasa bo b'kisnin, which we discussed in Simen Kuf Samaches. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, go look over there in Simen Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin. In the Mishneh Berurah over there, in the Bir Halacha there for a big arichus. Certainly for Friday night and Shabbos lunch, one should certainly try to have two regular breads to be yotzi this din. Sivkot and beis, they should be shleimos, the Ramah said. V'ugosh and nisufo kitzas v'adayin lo nechtach mimena. If you have a bread that somehow got burned a little bit and there's a crust, a burnt part on it that hasn't yet come off, yeshomrim diyotzim bo l'inyan lecha mishnah. That is considered lecha mishnah, and the Mishneh Berurah says, look in the Shari Tshuva. And if you look in the Shari Tshuva over here, Dibra Masku Kikoros, at the end of the first line, he says, V'daito belechem chaser, if you're having a bread that is missing something, that's a machlokas between the Rosh and the Ri. According to the Rosh, Imachisorin Einu Yosem Michelek Echad Mimem Ches, Lomikri Chisorin. If you're missing 1/48 or less than 1/48, so then it's not considered that it's missing. But according to the Ri, any Chisorin, even a small Chisorin, is considered no longer Sholem. But if the piece hasn't yet fallen off, even though it is burnt, then he says, Lafisha Nisrach v'nechrach, whom Omi Lachtok, you might have thought that since it is burnt and it's going to come off, we can view it as if it's off already. So, Herech Mazeb Shari Ephraim, the lower Aminim Kechotuch Dom. We don't say that because it is Chotuch, it's considered as if it's fallen off. Afilu Yoser Me Etzba Biyotzimbo. Even if it's a larger amount than an Etzba that's burnt, and you can in fact be Yotze with this. Mishneh Berurah continues and writes, Im ein lo pas shleima, if you don't have a complete bread, einam akev, then you shouldn't not wash. You should still wash, and you'll be yotzei desuda, albeit you won't be yotzei lecha mishnah. It is considered kiddush b'mokum pas, as we discussed previously, as long as you have a kizayis pas, v'yochel l'kadish afilu ha-kizayis pas, and as long as you have a kizayis, you can make kiddush. Furthermore, now the one who's making Lecha Mishnah for everybody else should have in mind that he's Yotzi everybody else in the Lecha Mishnah that he has. And he should specifically tell them and instruct them, listen, you're going to be Yotzi with my Hamotzi Lecha Min Aretz, as well as the concept that I have Lecha Mishnah, because you don't have Lecha Mishnah in front of you. And this way they fulfill the concept of Lecha Mishnah, even though they don't have Lecha Mishnah in front of them. In a moment we'll discuss, if they do have Lecha Mishnah in front of them, so then the din is a little bit different. Ukishamotzi Acherim Yomer Birshus Rabosai. When he's being motzi other people at the table, he should say Birshus Rabosai. Afa Pishu Balabais or Godol. Even if he's greater than them, or he's the Balabas, so he doesn't really have to ask their permission. And this is a sign of humbleness. This is a sign of humility, and he should tell them Birshus Rabosai. With your permission, everybody, pay attention now. Biyotze my bracha, and biyotze the concept of Lecha Mishnah. Sivkot and Gimel, he has to hold it biyado in his hands, bishas amotzi. At the time that he's making a motzi, he should hold the breads in his hands. Elsewhere it is brought down that he should hold them with both of his hands, he should have all his fingers around the Lecha Mishnah. Sivkot and Dalit, or Botzeah, we said, the Tachtona, which the Ramah said is on Friday night, you break the bottom bread, Sharelo Nemar Lecha Mishnah Elabilikita, because the requirement to have the two breads is when you take them, but actually breaking them, you only have to break one. That's the Psakovia of the Mechaber. However, Virashal, the Marshal, and the Shalah, Noagulach Tokshtam, they both have the custom that they would break both breads. Kipirish HaRashba, as the Rashba says you should, and this is also the Chayin Hiskim HaGro, the Vilna Gaon's opinion is likewise to break both breads. Via Makbid Alotzah, it's very expensive, so then Osa Shalosh Chalosh Gedolos, so then take three big Chalas, Vishalosh Ketanas, and use three smaller Chalas. Obechol Suda, Botzia Achas Gedolos, Viachas Ketan, and every meal, instead of taking two big ones, so break a big one and a small one, and it's not such a big expense. However, the Velt, the Mishnah Berurah says, follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch over here that you only have to break one bread, and in Dishfa number 8, he says that's the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. Cause of a Prima God, then the Prima God writes, Im ein lo b'shabbos pas Yisroel, ki im pas einom Yehudim, if you don't have pas Yisroel, bread that was baked by a Jewish person on Shabbos, but you have kosher pas palter, factory bread that was baked by non-Jewish people, so then, even though on Shabbos there is a custom, as we'll see in Dishfut number 9, that you should try to always have Pas Yisrael on Shabbos, similar to what we just went through in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that a person tries to have Pas Yisrael during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even though he may use Pas Palter, which is kosher bread made by a non-Jewish factory the rest of the year, still on Shabbos, once you try to have Pas Yisrael. So he says, if you always are makbet to have Pas Yisrael, but you only have now Pas Palter, pas that is kosher from Eino Yehudim, mutar lechol mimenu, you should, of course, not miss the opportunity to have Suda Shabbos and Kiddush with Malkum Suda, and you should eat the pas she'eino Yehudim, ayin shom od. And he says, look there further as well in the Prima Gadim for additional details about this din. Mr. Rusev Cotton Hay says you should break the bottom bread on Friday night, and the Bachus Toma, the Bachus surprised, he says, how can you do this? You're passing over the top bread. Dein mavir nala mitzos. So the Taz tikins there, the Taz comes up with a very good suggestion. He says, keep the bottom one a little bit closer to you. So even though the top one is on the top, but you actually have to pass over the bottom one to get to that top one because the bottom one is closer to you. And in this way, you're not passing over the mitzvahs. In this way, you're getting to the bottom one first. He says, alternatively, when you take the hamotzi and taking both breads, so you take the elyona, and then you put it underneath the bottom bread, and now, when you break it, you're breaking the now top bread, which was previously the bottom bread. And he says as well, look in Simon Kuf Samazayin Siv Aleph, in the Ramah, in the Haggah, Shalo Yachtoch Bakikor Ad Achara Brocha. Don't break the breads until you have the bracha, because you want the bracha to be on Shlemos. Kideshu Akikor Shlemos, so that when you're making the hamotzi, the both breads are intact and full. Ayin Sham. However, he does bring down over here from the Magen Avraham, the Amedaktigim, those that are very zealous in their performance of mitzvos, regilim lirshom besakim kodem bracha. They'll take their knife and they'll make a little cut in the challah, show, so to say, where they're going to cut, and this will make it easy for them to cut immediately right after the bracha, and this way they fulfill this idea over here that there's no delay at all between you're actually making the bracha and the breaking of the bread. You, so to say, have lined it up, literally and figuratively, so it could cut very, very easily. Now, there are many additional Dirshu footnotes over here that we'll get to, as I mentioned, at the end of the shir, but let's continue and finish off all the Mishnah Berurahs and this entire siman before we get to the Dirshu footnotes. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvah Levzoa B'Shabbos Prusa Gedola. When you're breaking it, you should take a nice big piece that will be the major piece that's used for the meal, this Prusa Gedola. Shetasmik L'Lechol Asuda. And he says, look as well in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin for this discussion about how you normally should do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Vav, V'lo Mechzei K'Rabosa. Normally you look like a glutton if you take such a big piece. But here, Kivin Shein also came a chol, since you don't do this on weekdays, you take a small piece on a weekday, Badai Kavanaso Shechaviv Olav Mitzvah. So here it's clear that everybody's understanding that you're doing this with the dearness of the mitzvah. For Otzelechol Harbein, you want to eat a lot over here, L'Kovit Shabbos. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein Hamasubim Rashoim Litom. The people that are at the table that are being Yotzi with you should not taste their bread that they have in front of them, Ach Yitom Habotzeah, until the one who actually is making the hamotzi on the Lecha Mishnah takes a piece of the bread himself. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Zayin, Hainu, we're talking here, even though each person has in front of him a piece of bread, as we've already explained previously why you want to have this, so there's no delay. Nevertheless, the Mechaber is telling us over here that they shouldn't taste until the person who makes the hamotzi has tasted himself. That's in a scenario where they don't have their own Lecha Mishnah. V'im yesh lefnei kol echad Lecha Mishnah. The Mechaber continues and he says, if they do, however, have in front of themselves their own Lecha Mishnah, so everybody has two little challah rolls in front of them, and one person is still making that motzi to be motzi everybody else. In that situation, yecholun litom, they can go and eat from their bread in front of them, afal pishadayin lo tom hu, even though he himself, the one who's making that motzi, has not yet tasted the bread. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, the Mechaber is telling us over here, even though the one who's making the hamotzi is being motzi them in the bracha of hamotzi, they in this situation can eat first. But if they don't have their own lecha mishnah, even though they have a piece of bread in front of them, there's plenty of bread on the table, but it's not lecha mishnah. So then they have to wait. In that situation, they should shouldn't eat from the bread that they have in front of them, which is not Lecha Mishnah, until the person who is making the Lecha Mishnah, the Motzi, he tastes a piece of the Lecha Mishnah first. Now, they don't have to actually taste from the Lecha Mishnah. They can eat from their own bread. They're Yotzi with the Lecha Mishnah that he has in front of him, but he has to eat from it first. They are essentially relying, as it says in Dishu foot number 12, on his eating from the Lecha Mishnah to be Yotzi the Lecha Mishnah for them, even though they're not eating from the Lecha Mishnah. We conclude with Sif Dala. The Mechaber says, Suda zu, v'shal shachris, if shal lasosu below pas. The Friday night meal, as well as the Shabbos lunch meal, you cannot do without bread. You must have bread at those two meals. As we'll see, by Shalash Shudis, you certainly should also try to have Lecha Mishnah and have all of the same dinim that we have over here by the Friday night meal and the Shabbos lunch meal. You should try to have that by Shalash Shudis, but there are opinions that say you don't have to. But for Friday night and Shabbos lunch, everybody agrees you must have bread, and ideally Lecha Mishnah, to Shleimos. Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Tess explain, wrote Shlomer, the Mechaber is telling us over here, afilu l'das ha-mekilin l'kamen b'simen reish sadi alev sivhei l'inyin suda shlishes, even according to those that are mekil in regards to shalash shudis, she'ein tzorich lasos adafik v'pas, that you can get away, at least according to some opinions, without bread for shalash shudis. You could have cake, you could have maybe fruits. Certainly not ideal. Everybody agrees you should have Lecha Mishnah there, but let's say you don't. So by Shalash Shudis, maybe you can get away without bread. The Elu Shtei Seudos, however, by Friday night meal and Shabbos lunch, Modu Kuli Alma. Everybody is in agreement, and the Mishnah Berurah brings us down the name of Tosos in the Shaar Tzion Ozayin, the Heim Ikka Kavod Shabbos. That's really Kavod Shabbos to have bread, and you can't get away without bread and call it a Suda Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Im yesh lo ones, if there's some extenuating circumstance, she'enu yochol l'kayim suda sarvis, he's not able to have the Friday night meal, for whatever the reason. Yidcha suda ad l'mochor, then you can have your Friday night meal on Shabbos day. She'ochal shalosh sudas b'yom, then you have to have three meals during the day. You have your regular Friday night meal, which you didn't have Friday night, and then you have that during the day, then you have the Shabbos lunch during the day, and then you have Shalash Shudas during the day. So you'll have three meals during the day. Some people, as a side, do this all the time. There's something called Sudas Rav Chitka, which the Gemara brings down, that he held that you have to have three meals every Shabbos day anyway. We don't paskin like that, but some people will have an extra meal on Shabbos as a reminder of this din of Rav Chitka. In any event, you must do this if you weren't able to have the Friday night meal. Then you have to have three Sudas on Shabbos. But still, in that situation, you should try to make Kiddush at night, and make Kiddush al Hasuda on Friday night, even if you don't have bread, and some sort of a mezonos, or at least shisht revis yayin, as we learned in the previous shiurim in Reish Ayin Gimel, that at least b'dieved, you can make Kiddush on a mezonos, or even on the wine itself, to be fulfilling Kiddush b'makom suda. Now, we, Baruch Hashem, have finished off the Mechaber and all the Mishnah Berurahs for Simon Reish Ayin Dalet, and now we have the chance to look at many of the Dirshu footnotes. So we'll start with Dirshu footnote number one. He says, when you have Lecha Mishnah over here, Kikar She'enu Ru'uya La'achila Machmas Shasura Mikra Din. You have Lecha Mishnah, but one of the breads is treif. It's not kosher for whatever the reason, and you can't eat from it. Is that called Lecha Mishnah? So Rav Nissen Karol Shlita brings down She'ena Mitztarefes Lecha Mishnah. You can't include one bread that can't be eaten for whatever the reason. It's part of Lecha Mishnah. He says She'kol Inyan Lecha Mishnah Mishum Chashivus Hasuda. It's the meal that makes it Lecha Mishnah, so to say, and that you have the meal starting a chash of a meal with two breads. And if you can't have one of the breads, what Katev B'Chashivus is that? It's no different than having a piece of wood on the table as the second piece of Lecha Mishnah. However, if it's a kikar, the second bread, it's some chumr, for example, it's pas palter, it's pas akum, and you only have pas yisrael, so the prima gavin brings down, that can be included to fulfill the mitzvah lecha mishnah, because technically that is able to be eaten. Then he says, v'kikar sheyesh bo chelek she'asur l'achil l'chol adam, for example, part of the bread is not able to be eaten, it's chala tumeya, and the other part of the bread is not chala tumeya. So you can only eat really like one and a half of the loaves over here. So Shlomo Zalman is misopic over here. Does this count or not as a viable Lecha Mishnah over here? If you borrowed a bread, But the person who you borrowed from says, you're not allowed to go and eat that bread. I'll lend it to you for Lecha Mishnah, but I need it back myself. You're not allowed to use it. So then, also in this situation, Shlomo Zalman is mistopic, im yotzi b'yidei chova of Lecha Mishnah in this situation. Because in some way, it is Zeich Lamon. You do have two breads over here, but since you can't eat it, it's not Ruya L'Achila, so maybe you can't use this over here for Lecha Mishnah. And certainly, in the Samas Chaim, he brings down, when you're borrowing bread, you should certainly borrow it and have permission, hopefully, to be able to use it. Otherwise, it's ganved bread, and you wouldn't be allowed to use it for Lecha Mishnah because of Gezel. But you should try to borrow it and say, listen, I'm going to borrow this bread, and I'm going to use this for Lecha Mishnah. What about if you have a frozen bread? This happens all the time. A person realizes he doesn't have another bread, and he goes to his freezer to take out another roll from the freezer. Can he use this for Lecha Mishnah? So, Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, in the Shelos Tshuvos Mincha Chiyitzuk, brings down, yes, you can use this bread that's frozen for Lecha Mishnah, for two reasons. Number one, Ruya L'Achila B'Lishum Tikkun. It technically can be eaten, even right now, because you can eat technically a frozen bread, albeit you'll break your teeth a little bit. And likewise, you could even possibly warm it up in a way that's permissible on Shabbos, so therefore he says you can count it for Lecha Mishnah, and this also opinion of Renis and Karlis Shlita. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, if it's not Roy L'Achila, ain't no mitzdarif, you can't really use it. However, he says, if you're going to have a long meal, and by the end of the meal it will have defrosted, it will be somewhat able to be eaten, so then you can use it even at the beginning of the meal when it still is frozen for Lecha Mishnah. However, Rav Ozan Zatzal and Shevet Levi disagrees and doesn't allow you to use it at all if it's not edible at the beginning of the meal. Another interesting question is on Pesach time, if you don't have enough Shmura Matzah, so can you use a piece of non-Shmura Matzah to go and help with the Lecha Mishnah? So Shlomo Zalman says, Afal pi shein aruyah l'mitzvah, even though you can't use it for the mitzvah, it can fulfill the concept of Lecha Mishnah, because it's a perfectly kosher piece of matzah, albeit not shmur matzah, and therefore it is ruyah l'achila. Another interesting question comes up when you have Erev Pesach, Shecholios b'Shabbos, and you have bread, but you only have one bread, and now you want to use matzah, but you can't eat shmur matzah then at that point in time. So what should you do? So it brings down many poskim, including the Chazon Ish, that you would be allowed to use the matzah shmura for Lecha Mishnah. You should be very careful, obviously, not to have it touch the bread, but it would be sufficient for Lecha Mishnah. Then he brings down a fascinating Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Ayin Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin, where he says that even if you're not having bread, but you're having mezonos, you should always try to have two mezonos over here for this concept of Lecha Mishnah. Now, he does bring down from Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak that one shouldn't do this if it's going to make you look arrogant, if it's going to be something that you're specifically going and asking people, oh, I must have two pieces over here, so then you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't look like an arrogant person. But otherwise, Bitzin, he says it's a very nice thing to follow, even though he says most people don't do this. The issue for number three brings down, if you have a full bread, but little pieces of it have fallen off, little crumbs have fallen off, in this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskins, it's considered like a sholem. And he says, in fact, most challahs are like this. You never have a perfectly intact challah that the little crumbs didn't fall off. And he brings down as well from Renis and Karolit Shlita, Shem Ein Lo Lechem Sholim Lagami. If you don't have a full bread, as long as it's not missing more than 1/48, so then it's considered sholim for halachic purposes. He says this is true likewise if a little bit of the crust falls off, as is very common that a little bit of the pieces may be stuck to the pan, and he brings this down from the stipler as well, Shalohik Pidakach. He wasn't careful and worrying about, well, a little piece stayed inside the pan, and it's not called sholim. It is called sholim lahaloch. Likewise, what this Nkara L'Shlita brings down, that if you had two breads that were connected in the oven, so sometimes when you pull them apart, you have to be careful. You may not have two shlemos anymore. You have to be careful when you pull them apart that you have two shlemos still. In dish foot number four, he brings down, if you don't have shlemos, so then you should take two prusas, you should take two pieces and use them for Lecha Mishnah. That's the best that you can do in that situation. He says, what happens if you have one shlema? So he brings down an opinion that says, actually, that have somebody else break it for you, and this way you'll have, when you're not seeing it being broken, you'll now have two prusos, you'll have two pieces that you can use for Lecha Mishnah. This latter opinion is brought down in the name of the Netziv. The issue number six brings down that even if the person who's making the Lecha Mishnah for the entire table, it's going to take a while for him to break up the Lecha Mishnah and pass around the bread to everybody else at the table, that's not considered a hefsik. That's the normal way to do it, and therefore it's not considered a hefsik. Finally, the issue foot number 11 brings down, when Yontif comes out on Shabbos, so what should you do on Friday night? We just said on Friday night, you have to have the bottom challah being used, but on Yontif, you don't have to have the bottom challah being used, you use the top challah. So Vayashiv Zatzal brings down, Sha'af L'Divri HaRamah, Shebelel Yontif, Botzei HaSel Yonah, that on Yontif night, you use the top one. He says, nevertheless, when it comes out on Shabbos, you should use the bottom one. There are many other fascinating dinim in regards to the Lecha Mishnah. We'll leave them for another time. That will conclude today's shir and Simon Reish Ayin Dalet.